Mufti Zubair, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, sorry for the miscommunication. I think we were trying to get hold of you, but we weren't getting through, Mufti Sahab.
Oh, I'm unfortunately, Maulana. I was actually sitting and waiting for the call because they did tell me that in 5 minutes they'll call back. But it happens sometimes, you know, technology can fail us.
Jazakumullah for the reminder. Jazakumullah. Yeah. Mufti Sahab, we've got about 10 minutes left. I'm not sure what Mufti Sahab would like to cover in the last 10 minutes because the time has been already consumed.
Okay, inshallah, I think maybe we'll just talk briefly about our coming new year and the ending of the Islamic year. You know, this is the time we are now ending the Islamic year by through the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And then entering the new Islamic year through the month of Muharram al-Haram, we find that today, unfortunately, our community is very lax when it comes to, you know, knowledge of the Islamic year when it comes and, you know, regarding its arrival, its departure. When is the beginning of the new Islamic year, there is a tendency to be negligent regarding this year. Many people wouldn't even know that within the next two or three days we will be entering our new Islamic year. So tomorrow night is the night of sighting the moon for Muharram. If the moon is sighted, then Wednesday will be the first day of the new Islamic year, if not, then Thursday. So we are right there at the beginning of the new Islamic year. It's a new year for us as Muslims, but there is a tendency for people to be very, you know, lackadaisical regarding keeping track of Islamic year events and the months of the year. The only time people really take notice is Ramadan. Otherwise, most of the year, and Eid, of course, Maulana. Other than Eid and Ramadan, generally people don't even know which month it is, let alone which day of which month. So I think it's important, this occasion is an occasion for us to take stock, and we should give due importance to the Islamic calendar, especially we are living as minorities here in this country, where they use the Gregorian calendar. And we have our own unique Islamic calendar. This is a superior calendar Allah has given to this ummah, in which the lunar month is used to do calculation of months. And through that, we have a variety of seasons in our years. So you'll have Ramadan sometimes in summer, sometimes in spring, sometimes in autumn, sometimes in winter. Ramadan will go through various phases of the seasons of the year because of the fluctuation, you know. Therefore, it's very, very important that we keep the Islamic days alive, we keep the Islamic month alive, and we conscious of the Islamic date at all times. Now, the very first month in the Islamic calendar is a month of Muharram. In fact, today, unfortunately, Maulana, it's gone to such an extent that if you take the average Muslim and you do a survey, many wouldn't even know the names of the Islamic months. Or they would, but they would have forgotten, or they wouldn't remember the sequence properly, because these were things we were supposed to have learned when we were children in Maktab, in Madrasa, and we were little children. If it was taught to us, it may have not been taught in some instances at all. So, you know, people don't even know the Islamic months. Yet, you take any little child, even in the jungle of Africa, a little child will know the English dates, the month names of the Islamic, the English months. Our children, we will make them learn, you know, rhymes and all of that, you know, the months in the English calendar at schools. They will drill them and grill them till they learn these months. they are tested on it and so on. Our Muslim children also have to be tested in the same way till they learn the Islamic months. And they know the Islamic months in and out. So this is something for us to ponder and think about as we exiting the old year and we're entering the new year. At least the awareness of our Islamic months, to know the names of the Islamic months, this is the bare minimum that is required of us. And to keep track of the Islamic months as we go along. That this is this month, this is the date, this is that date of the month. We should try to use the Islamic equivalents when we put in the English dates. That way, inshallah ta'ala, we will find that the Islamic months are kept alive in our children and in our society.
Inshallah. Do you move this up? You may continue.
Yes, well, no, I thought maybe there's a caller or something happening there.
No, no. No.
Yes, so again, then going ahead, we say that the month of Muharram is the beginning of the Islamic calendar. And Muharram means, you know, holy, auspicious. So we start our year with a very auspicious month, and we end with Zulhijjah, we end it with the month of Hajj. So the beginning is also good, the end is also good, alhamdulillah. Now, somebody made a beautiful comparison and they said, you know, you look at the English calendar, it starts off with the month of January.
Yeah.
Now, in when you pronounce it, the Urdu, it sounds like January. So it's like you're starting the month off with January. January means animal behavior. And we see that happening, you know, the New Year parties, the reveling, the merrymaking, the drinking, the fornication, all these things that happen. That is how the New Year starts there, with January. And our New Year starts off with Muharram, which is a very holy month, auspicious month. It is the month that fasts of each day is equal to 30 days of fasting. That's the fadilat of the fasting of the day of Muharram, the days of Muharram. And of course to fast on the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th of Muharram, which are known as the days of Ashura, that is an action which carries great reward. The whole year's sins are forgiven, and Allah Ta'ala gives barakat and blessings to the person who spends freely on his family on the day of Ashura. So there are virtues of this month of Muharram. The last month of the year also ends up with a lot of virtues of fasting in the days of Zulhijjah and making ibadat in the nights of Zulhijjah. This month comes with virtues. And then remember these 4 months, the months of Zulqa'dah, which is over, Zulhijjah, which is now almost over, Muharram, which is coming, at Rajab. These are Arba'atul Hurum. These are 4 very auspicious months in the Islamic calendar. So these are those months that we should really, you know, make the best of these months, and we should appreciate the Islamic calendar, and we should even know the reason why the Islamic calendar starts with Muharram and how the Islamic calendar came into being and existence. Perhaps that, because time is not in our favor, we will probably discuss that inshallah soon, to understand how the Islamic calendar started off, why it started off with the advent of Hijrah, and so on inshallah.
Interesting indeed. Mufti Saab, Jazakumullah for your time, and we really apologize for unable to bring you on air on time, inshallah.
No, it's fine, inshallah. Next time, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It brings us to the end of today's edition of the Basic Fiqh program. Inshallah, next we should have Mufti Saab on time. From our side, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.